The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Knicks were in Philadelphia at the start of the NBA Cup. Philadelphia got Joel Embiid back, but he didn't do a whole hell of a lot. The Knicks did, though, good balance across the board. Six players in double figures as they came away with the win.
We'll cap it off. Brunson, how about that? He scores 18 tonight. Slow start, missed his first six shots, rolled his ankle in the third. And he's going to finish with 18 points, and that's a ball game.
And that was the ball game. 111-99, good win for New York on the road in
Philly.
Nice to
see a game under 100 points for the Knicks.
Yeah.
On defense.
Defensive rebounding
that's
last
true.
Night, man, reminded me of the good old days of last year.
And OG Anunoby led the way with 24 points, 11 of 16 from the floor. All was good there. Karl Anthony Towns had 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. Here was Tom Thibodeau on the win over a new-look Sixers team.
Maxey and Embiid, we know, but we don't know what it looks like with Paul George and Maxey and Embiid either. So you need to have some game tape where you can really dig into them and study. And so that's sort of like where our league is right now. There's a lot of stuff like that going on. So you have to know everybody and be ready for everybody.
Yeah, and be ready for Embiid. He was less than impressive last night in his first game back. He was 2 of 11. He was over 3. And the first half, here was Embiid.
Shouldn't be rusty. That's expected. Thought overall, felt pretty good, health-wise. I think it's just by trusting myself. I thought I was a little timid, so I stuck with a lot of jumpers.
So he says
and
it right
then he
there.
Kicked the reporter in the balls.
No. No. So he even said right there that he was timid, not playing like himself. Played this earlier, Shaquille O'Neal on TNT at the break. He hadn't much in the stat line, really.
This was the fear I had for Joel Embiid. You announced arrogantly, I'm not playing back-to-backs, Ernie. I'm not injured, but I'm sore. I come in when I want to come back. Now, when you say things like that, you're supposed to come back with extra energy. 0 for 3.
And then Shaq would continue on in terms of what's to come.
The plan that they're having, it's not working. And not only that, I say this respectfully. Joel Embiid will never win a championship until he gets his mind and his attitude right.
So there you have it. You never know. Maybe even his best days are behind him. Who knows at this point? We shall see. Knicks home for Chicago tonight. The Nets face Boston. These games are not part of the NBA Cup
the
now.
Nets
that continues Friday.
Joel Embiid. He'd be perfect for you guys.
No.
He could be the missing piece.
The Nets have their heads screwed on straight right now. Good-looking team.
Okay.
And they're going to get themselves either Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper next year.
All right. I'm laughing because I was reminded that someone sent me a clip of the Club Shay Shay podcast where Shannon Sharp was interviewing a comedian I wasn't familiar with who said that he dated a girl after Shaq and to never do that. explained why. Very funny. Very, very funny.
Now you tell me.
Yeah, right. That's something I need to know beforehand.
That is pretty funny. Pistons beat the Heat in overtime, 123-121. We talked about the mistake Eric Spoelstra made calling the timeout that he didn't have. Hawks beat the Celtics, 117-116. And you had Klay Thompson back at Golden State now as a member of the Mavericks. Here is the introduction by the announcer on the home crowd reception.
A video tribute that says, thank you, Klay. Let's get his introduction.
Let's extend our captain hats to the four-time Warriors champion. He's back! Playing his 12th season out of Washington State University, number 31, Klay Thompson!
That's pretty good. I know he was there for a long time, but kind of neat. They would wind up losing to Golden State, 121-117. Steph Curry had 37, Thompson 22 in his return. So here's Thompson. What was it like to be back?
It was a really cool experience. I appreciate the fans very much. The captain's hat ended up being a great touch. So I'm such a passionate boater, and saw a lot of familiar faces in the crowd. And that was a warm-hearted feeling.
All right, so warm-hearted, he's a little emotional. So they go to Draymond Green, and they ask him about the captain's hat and the tip of the cap when he was introduced.
I don't give a damn about them tipping no hats.
Actually, it was clearly like a very emotional moment when he's going around there. Are you trying
to... Oh, for him, yeah. He took it all in. That was great, but that wasn't my moment. That was Klay Thompson's moment. That's for him to get emotional about. I tipped my cap to him when he take me on his boat this summer.
There you go. And then there was Steph Curry on having him back.
That's my guy. That's my friend. Road dog for 13 years, so there's a lot of history. You're going to have a lot of back and forth. Some of it was competitive. Some of it was fun.
And they won a lot. That's what they did. So that was last night. That's now over with. We kind of move on. I have a couple of others of Seinfeld with C-Mac last night on the fan because I thought these were fun.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remember last hour we played, or 2 hours ago, we played Seinfeld ribbing him for the fifth inning of the World Series game? So here he was probing C-Mac a little bit more on that.
What was the worst of the three plays for you? Which one was the worst? The judge play was the worst.
Well, you know,
it's a guy, you don't want to see that happen to that guy. He's a nice guy. He's a great, obviously one of the a great player. And he's tattooed with that moment.
Forever. No doubt. It's still, honestly, I'm not kidding. A day hasn't gone by yet that I haven't thought about it for a little bit. In the moment.
It makes me feel so good to hear that. I can't tell you.
And I'm glad I'm pleasing you, Jerry. In the moment.
Yeah, your pain is my pleasure.
Well, thank you very much.
Love that. Your pain is my pleasure.
Those guys should do a podcast together, like the Rico Bronya. What would you call it if you had Seinfeld and Mac doing it?
I don't know. Kenny Rogers.
Impossible.
Kenny Rogers. Yeah, the Kenny Rogers. Yeah, that's what started the whole thing.
Who was also a Yankee. Was he not after he pitched for the Rangers?
Yeah.
Well, he was a Met too, wasn't he?
I don't remember that. Kenny Rogers on the Mets?
Yeah, remember he walked in a run in Atlanta, game six. Yeah, of the NLCS in 1999.
Wow, no, I don't remember that. Holy God. Here's one more. So Seinfeld may be the big play at first base with Gerrit Cole. He puts the blame on the first baseman.
Why is Rizzo not taking more heat? Come on.
Yeah.
A lot of first basemen would make that play.
A lot of don't first basemen. Think? Yeah, well... Can't believe I'm breaking this down with Jerry Seinfeld. Yes, I'm very upset with Rizzo.
I thought that was kind of cool. So they actually talked baseball for like 6-7 minutes, which was kind of neat.
And Jerry loves baseball.
Yes, which we know. So a big thrill for C-Mac.
I mean, C-Mac goes, he dips his toes in the waters of the evening and gets Jerry Seinfeld a call. But then next week, it's going to be 4:45 in the morning. He's going to be screaming at Brett from Long Island again about Daniel Jones for the 55th time in the last 55 days.
That is probably
true. Enjoy it now, C-Mac.
One of those midnight to 5 a.m. rides. Friday night in Arlington is finally the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight. So whether it was somewhere in the last week or so, I don't know. Tyson was back in New York where I guess he's from. I don't know. I'm checking out all the old neighborhood and everything when there was somebody there waiting for him.
You robbed me when I was 8 years old. And I'm boy picking.
I'm robbing him. Now he's blaming me for robbing him.
No. Yeah.
You robbed
me when I was a kid, bro. I'm a Woolworth story. Remember Woolworth?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, it really sounded genuine. I think if you see the video,
yeah. I think it is. I think it is, but it's out there anyhow.
Well, never mind.
I like how we mentioned pigeons and Woolworths. At the end. That's his guy, right? He's a pigeon guy.
Yeah, loves pigeons. Yeah, he's got those homing pigeons.
Yeah. Rangers lost to the Jets 6-3, so Winnipeg out to a 15-1 start. The Devils beat the Panthers 4-1. Timo Meier's second period goal is the difference there.
Good win for the Devils.
Very much so. And the Islanders, a good point, because they were trailing the Oilers 3-1 in the third. A couple of goals from Anders Lee, but they did lose to Edmonton in overtime by the score of 4-3. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Anejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So there was a discussion as to whether or not me, Boomer, or both of us broke the morning show rule of not mentioning a certain free agent by name. Boomer mentioned him in a Sports Minute. I mentioned him while trying to explain Seinfeld referencing him while being a guest on The Fan with C-Mac. So a caller then called in and called out Booms.
Boomer, you're wrong this time, too, with the Juan Soto thing. Stop being a bougie bitch and admit when you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong in this case. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Boomer, you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. The CBS Sports Minute is out of the purview of this particular radio.
Boomer, you're wrong.
Shut up!
Freaking Boomer.
Yeah.
It was your voice between 6 and 10 saying that name.
I had to say that name. It's important.
Oh, that's what Jerry's saying. So, like, you can't make Jerry put 20 into the bucket, and then you know that.
Jerry, it's a completely different set of circumstances because it is a local
Boomer,
radio.
You're wrong.
See, I can't. It's hard to argue when Eddie is doing this.
The biggest effing a-hole in my life. Boomer.
There you go. Not a drop, not a virtual us moment of the day.
Very nice, Jerry.
Yeah, great.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.